Good morning. This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Whoever heads the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene has a lot on his plate, overseeing health care reform, taming the heroin epidemic, administering Medicaid in the state. Governor Larry Hogan tapped Van Mitchell, a former deputy health secretary, state delegate, and lobbyist, to head this sprawling agency. And Van Mitchell joins me now in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sheila.
When Governor Hogan asked you to head DHMH, what was his charge? What did he ask you to do?
I think he wanted to have someone come up and take a look at the complete agency holistically and see where we could go into other agencies like DHR and MSDE and break down the silos.
Department of Human Resources.
Department of Human Resources and Department of Education, and where we could find areas to where we could make our monies and our dollars and our resources stretch further. Was one of his charges, as well as just an overall management. You know, the health department has gotten what I call very flat and fat, so to speak, as opposed to vertical. So we've expanded the health department over the last 40 years a lot by boards, commissions, and other things that are under the purview of the secretary. And so I think what he really wanted to do was take a look at the whole structure of the health department. The legislature, the last couple of years, there's been some concern. Is the department too big to manage for one person? Some other states break it down, and they take Medicaid, for example, completely out of the health department. It might be public health, and Medicaid is two separate departments. So I think there was concern from the legislature and the governor, as well as how's it being run, how's it being managed, and what resources can we utilize with other agencies to get the maximum out of it, to serve the vulnerable people that Maryland serves.
You probably saw the headline in the Baltimore Business Journal when about your appointment, when Vincent DeMarco, president of Maryland Healthcare for All, characterized your task as save money without hurting people. Is that a fair description?
I think so. I think that really, you know, we're stewards of about $11 billion, and so both federal and state general funds and special funds. And so I think Vinny probably hit the nail on the head when he said, how can we serve more people for less money? And we know that the feds are going to start to drive down with the Affordable Health Care Act in 2017, starts to step back from 100% down to 87% over years. So Maryland has become very dependent on federal funds. We max out federal funds, and we have a lot of waivers in our health department. And Maryland's been very successful at that over the years.
Well, you've touched on several things that are in the headlines today, as I'm sure you saw. There is an audit, federal auditors, looking at the rollout of the state's health care exchange, say Maryland improperly billed the federal government for $28.4 million as part of that rollout, and the auditors recommend the state refund that money and reapply for presumably a lesser amount. That was not on your watch, but you are, by virtue of being secretary, head of the Maryland Health Benefit Exchange, correct?
Just actually took over and had our first meeting last week. And we have some new members that will be joining it. We just got the audit from OIG. Carolyn Kentrocki, who's the executive director, received it late yesterday afternoon. So her staff will be responding to the audit in the next 30 days.
So you're not going to say anything further about what changes you'll make, if any?
Yeah, I think it's too premature at this point in time.
You mentioned federal funding is going to be cut back, specifically in the area of mental health, which is part of your agency. I understand the cutback starts at $7 million a year. And the use of public mental health and mental health services has been expanded a lot under Obamacare. How are you going to address the mental health problems?
Well, you know, one of the things the legislature has done over the last couple of years, they have combined the mental and the addiction together. So in the department, it was always two separate departments. And so we've tried to create a better synergy between addictions and mental health, co-occurring disorders. And so I think we're going to try to continue to eke out additional savings from joining those two departments together and find some synergies and savings in regards to that to help offset some of the federal losses that we'll probably have. Also, I think that the General Assembly and the governor as well are prepared to put additional funds in that in the upcoming years.
That's Maryland's new Health Secretary Van Mitchell here on WIPR Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Republicans in Congress are still trying very hard to dismantle or repeal Obamacare. You're in a Republican administration here in Maryland. What would you like to see happen?
Well, I think we've got to take a look and see what the Supreme Court comes down with later this summer. And, you know, I would, for one, like to take a look and see what the future of our whole system looks like. We've done a major expansion in Medicaid. A lot of people feel like the states would have been better off with the expansion of Medicaid. And Maryland's been very fortunate, as you know, with Progressive, both with the CHIP program and the expansion of Medicaid.
CHIP being the Children's Insurance Program.
Health, I'm sorry. And so both of those two, and Maryland also had a high-risk pool. So Maryland was so far ahead of the curve before the Affordable Health Care that no matter what transpires, we're in a pretty good shape. We've increased about 300,000. When I left the department, we had about 600,000 on Medicaid. We now are close to 1.3 million covered through Medicaid. So Maryland does a very good job between the all-payer waiver system with the hospital associations and the hospital, and then all the different entities that we have in place. So I think no matter what happens with the Affordable Health Care Act, one way or the other, I think Maryland's so far ahead in the way we deliver health care that and our coverage is so good that I think we'll be fine.
One area in which we're not ahead is opioid overdoses, heroin overdoses. Governor Hogan created the Heroin and Opioid Emergency Task Force, which you chair. You met for the first time this week.
Correct.
What are you going to focus on?
There's actually two stand-up units. So the lieutenant governor is heading what I would call more of the public infrastructure and public comment side of the opiate and heroin addiction. So he's traveling around the state with summits. And then the five agency group that I'm heading, that we've been tasked to do, is to follow behind them to a degree, listen to what the public is saying, and take a look within our agencies as to the assessments that we're already standing up and doing programs, because the state's already doing some things and has been doing some things, working with local health departments, and then make an assessment late this fall from both groups as to what legislation and what monies need to be moved forward in the next session, upcoming session.
So you're really looking at something which will take effect in a year.
Well, I would say hopefully if we're putting forth legislation, it would be emergency legislation. There are a lot of things that we're doing in the local health departments along with DHR and the state police and corrections. So Secretary Moyer, for example, came over and met with us recently about instances that they have in correction facilities and problems that they have. So the agencies are already starting to work on what I'd call smaller items that they can work on to help the problems. But the big picture, I think, is whatever the lieutenant governor comes out with his unit and their findings, I think that's what they want us to lead forward as far as the legislative package.
I have many more questions, and we have no more time. So I hope I can ask you to come back again.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Van Mitchell, he's Governor Hogan's new health secretary in Maryland. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning.